Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Legal Aid of North Carolina has a vital mission helping low-income families across the state access the justice system. But budget cuts made by the General Assembly this summer has forced the group to close offices and eliminate staff, making it more difficult to help people who need legal representation but simply can't afford it. George Housen is the director of Legal Aid North Carolina, and he joins us now to talk about it. Well, George, thank you very much for being with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate being here. Thank you.
For folks who are listening who don't understand the scope of the work that you do, tell us a little bit about what legal services actually means to North Carolina.
Legal Aid of North Carolina and legal services in general, we provide legal services to low and moderate income folks, and we focus on basic necessities. So we do housing work, we do public benefits, we do domestic violence work, we work with seniors, and we do consumer scams, and we do education work, and we do community economic development. So we're there to provide the safety net for the basic needs that people have.
And these are obviously people who, because of their financial situation, can't afford legal representation.
That's right. And because we get federal money to do this program, we have financial eligibility guidelines. And generally speaking, we're looking at a population below 200% of poverty. I mean, it gets a little more complicated, but that's the area that we're talking on. So a family of four with a wage earner making less than about $42,000 a year would be the range, the top range of the clients that we would work with.
And what about state funding?
Well, we've seen a decline in state funding. State funding has generally accounted for about 25% of our overall budget at Legal Aid of North Carolina, and we've recently suffered a cut there of about 26% this year in our appropriation. Over the last couple of years, 25%. So it's been pretty significant.
What has that meant to the offices and the statewide availability of legal services for people?
Well, on a good year, we're turning away about half of our clients, and we run very lean. We run less than 10% of administrative costs and support costs. So any type of a cut means a cut in services. So that's essentially what it means. We're looking at about a $2 million cut in our revenue for next year. And that's required that we cut back our services. So we've closed some offices and laid off staff and frozen the hiring on about 30 positions. And we've been in a hiring freeze for 2 years and a salary freeze for 2 years. So we have lawyers and paralegals who come early and stay late, as I like to say. And they've been those lawyers work about $40,000 a year. And that rate has been frozen now for the last two and a half years.
You mentioned in a good year, you turn away half the folks who are seeking services. That's before budget cuts.
That's right. That's right. And so that's kind of the number that has been nationally cited by the Legal Services Corporation, which is the federal quasi-corporation that funds all of this work nationwide. The number goes as high as turning away 8 out of every 10. Last couple of years, we've seen the numbers go up. And because we put a call center in, we're seeing about half. Mm-hmm. Half of our clients. And we're talking about not just half the people that call in. We're talking about half the people that call in who have good facts, good cases, and a lawyer would make a difference to them in the courtroom.
And that's because of funding, obviously.
Exactly. We just don't have a lawyer to give them.
And when you said you've made some staff cuts and closed some offices, where have some of those offices been closed?
We just announced the closing of the office in Smithfield, which is in Johnston County. We've closed an office in Boone, which is in Watauga County up there. And some of the smaller offices that have been closed have been our office in Rocky Mount. And we've closed an office in Henderson. And part of the Asheville office was cut down.
And obviously this means that people who live in those areas now don't have a legal aid office in their town. So if they're able, they have to then drive, right? It would be difficult for some of these people.
We try to cut down the driving in any event, but that's right. They won't have a local office that they can walk into and get legal services. But we still have a toll-free call center that we hope people will use. And I hope at some point I can give out the number. But we still hope to serve those people. And we're making arrangements so that seniors in those areas who we generally don't like them traveling to our offices in any event, and we make every effort to get out to them, that we're still going to be able to serve those seniors. And the domestic violence victims, we're making special arrangements for that. But you're exactly right. There will be some clients who have eviction matters and others that we won't be able to serve.
I know this sounds like an obvious question, but why is it so important that these people have access to these services? What's at stake here?
Well, it's simply access to justice in the real sense of the term, because, you know, you can have good facts, you can have good law, and you can even get into the courtroom that day when you're supposed to. Without a lawyer, you're not going to win. It's that simple, particularly if the other side is represented. Lawyers make the difference between winning and losing in these cases. You know, the judge can't help you. Many people, I think, are abused by the whole Judge Wapner kind of thing, Judge Judy kind of thing. They think they can go in and the judge will find justice for them. What happens in a real courtroom is the judge has to stay completely impartial. They can't find justice for you. They cannot be your advocate. They have to remain completely impartial. So unless you know how to present your case and are aware of the rules of evidence and know how to present the facts in your case, you're simply not going to be able to get that good fact and good law in front of the judge, and he or she is not going to be able to decide in your favor. So you need a lawyer. You really do. In spite of all the caricatures and cartoons we hear about lawyers, lawyers, particularly our lawyers, are essential.
Were you surprised at the cut this year?
I was surprised at all of the cuts. I think the court system has been now treated like an entitlement program, like it's a government program. I mean, let's read the Constitution. The first thing it says is establish justice, and that's even before securing domestic tranquility and providing for the common defense. It says establish justice, and the courts are not a government program in the sense that, you know, we're building a road or something. The courts are essential. You know, we talk about our vaunted economy. Without the courts and the stability that the rule of law provides, the economy is meaningless. We've always been very protective of our courts. The courts stay open in natural disasters, in war. But lately here, we're treating it like we don't need it. And I think that's a problem.
Obviously, there are people now who are suffering. But how much longer can this be sustained? I mean, it's not like anybody expects the state to have a budget surplus next year unless something changes.
Well, it's interesting. I don't want to go off too much on a tangent there unless you want to. But I mean, the whole idea of we need some revenue, Chris. And unfortunately, the revenue the legislature found this time was, I think, about $60 million in court fees. So we're in this ironic situation, illogical situation, where they've raised $60 million on the backs of people who use the court system, but yet they've cut the services to the court system. They've used the court system as a revenue-generating profit center, and I just think that's a problem. It can't go on much longer. At Legal Aid of North Carolina, we serve all 100 counties. I've had to cut about 10 attorney positions out. I had 130 lawyers serving all 100 counties. Now I've got 120. Some of those are specially targeted to domestic violence and others. So it's not as though there's even one attorney for every county for the general needs of the poor people there. We have 3.3 million people in the state of North Carolina, about 34% of the population, eligible for our services. So the legal needs of 3.3 million people being served by 120 lawyers, that's ludicrous. There may be some cuts on the horizon here at the end of the year from the federal government. And if the state goes the same way, it'll change the very nature of our organization and what we're able to provide. We could become a phone center, which is not providing justice to people.
Well, good luck, George. Thank you for the work you're doing, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Chris. Thank you.
If you need legal help, you can reach Legal Aid of North Carolina on its toll-free line, 866-219-5262, 866-219-5262. Up next, the battle to prevent consumers from unscrupulous lenders. Stay with us.